Time once again for another edition of What's Good here on MyFM. And joining us right now, we've got Dr. Lena Lee, who is the Deputy Medical Officer of Health with the Southeast Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And also Sarah Burris, the Senior Public Health Inspector, who's been with us before. Good to speak to you again, Sarah.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Well, March 22nd was World Water Day, and we know that access to safe drinking water is very important to public health. Dr. Lee, what does the health unit want to remind us about drinking water safety?
So, in Ontario, we're really lucky to have an abundance of drinking water, and it's really important for us to conserve what we have, both for ourselves and for our environment and for future generations. Not all drinking water sources in Ontario are safe, so it's important to get tested and to install treatment if that's part of what you need to do. And so we'll talk about our municipalities and the drinking water systems, which are municipally run and regulated through the province. And then, as well, many people in our region have drinking water that comes from a private well. So that's a well that is not linked up to a municipal system. And for those wells, it's up to you to test and potentially also provide treatment systems for the water.
Yeah, which is very important for people to know, especially like people who move out there for the first time and don't understand everything that ha goes
Don't realize.
along, you know, with a well water system. I'm sure you've encountered that before. Sarah, since we're now rolling into spring, this is a pretty good time to get your well water tested, isn't it?
Yes, it is a great time to have your well water tested for bacteria in spring, mostly because of the heavy runoff from the rains and the snow melt. Those could affect the safety of your drinking water. And bacteria in your well water, what we really want to stress is that it might not affect the taste or smell. So very, very important to get it tested. That's the only way to know for sure if it's safe. And we do recommend that you test it at least 3 times a year, spring being one of them. And to do that testing, we have, I think, 9 different locations throughout the Tri-Counties area, four of which at least are in Lanark County. And we collect the bottles and send them off to the public health labs for analysis. We have a lot of great resources on our website on the drinking water section. And the changes, any changes for hours or locations where you can pick up and drop off the bottles will be there. And if by chance, when you do the test, there is some contamination or bacteria in the results, then we would encourage you to visit our website as well for instructions on how to disinfect your well, or maybe the different types of treatment units that you might want to consider installing.
Dr. Lee, are there other concerns with water that could require additional testing?
Yeah, so we talk frequently about bacterial testing, and that's, I think, what people are most familiar with. And to be honest, because there is free bacterial testing operated through the province, that's, I think, what people most commonly pay attention to. And as well, it's probably the most common source of health impact is bacterial contamination. Having said that, there are some chemical elements that can affect the quality of your well water and also your health. So of those, there's a list that are most common for Canadian well water. So nitrate and nitrites, sodium, manganese, arsenic, uranium, and lead. For those heavy metals, so well, including sodium, manganese, arsenic, uranium, and lead, those are all naturally occurring. So that's because of the underlying bedrock. The water table may contain those elements, you know, the way that they are in the rocks. And then when you're drawing water from under the earth and under the rock, it may be part of that, right? So these elements are typically not going to change the look, taste, or smell of your water. So it's not something that you can sense with your own human senses and really does need testing in order to identify. So some of these health Or these elements do actually have health risks, whether short term or long term, and may include something like organ damage or even cancer. And so it may be something that is in the well water. It's not going to be routinely tested unless you test for it, right? Because as you know, the routine testing that you may get through the water bottle drop off and pick up at the health unit and test it through the provincial system, that's actually only for bacteria. So if you are concerned with the chemical contamination of your water as a potential, then you do actually need to pay for testing, and that would be through a private laboratory. It wouldn't be through a centralized provincial system. Having said that, there is a l list of licensed labs, private labs that we list on our health unit website. That would be a resource for you to look at testing options. There is also Canadian drinking water guidelines through the Government of Canada that lists recommendations for various different elements and what you would be looking for in terms of best sort of water quality and preventing health outcomes. And of course, as always, for more information, you can find more listed on our website. And you can also contact us by phone and or send us an email. And if you want to speak to somebody about this information, we have resources here at the Health Unit for sure.
Dr. Lee, very informative as always. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us as you do every week.
Always a pleasure.
And Sarah, it's always a pleasure to speak with you as well. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
It's another edition of What's Good on MyFM. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perot.